Hey guys, Kayla here, and today we are kicking back and talking about abortion. Today we're going to do things a little bit differently because I did not script. I'm just going to kind of talk off of my cuff and talk about what my pro-life stances are and stuff like that. So today we're doing this because it is probably Political's Abortion Week, as many of you might have seen on social media. If you don't, follow us on social media. But today we're doing this just because of the AKA Jane Roe doc that just came out that is available now on Hulu. So let's just dive right into this. So I'm just going to kick this off by talking about my particular reason why I'm pro-life and how I became to be pro-life. So I was born and raised in New Jersey, for those of you who don't know. Sarah Rossi is my friend who lives in New Jersey right now. I had moved to Texas to go to college about 4 or 5 years ago now. And I still remain very pro-choice all the way up until my freshman year of college. So my freshman year of college, we were required to take an ethics course. And this might not be turning out how some of you might expect. My professor was an anarcho-communist, self-proclaimed. And I just generally liked being a pain in his butt and going against everything he said and debating everything he said. That's where I got a lot of my joy for the class. And he told me... he tried to make a moral argument for abortion. And I was like, okay, whatever. I was kind of rolling with it, but then I decided, no, I'm going to fight him on this. So I started making up pro-life arguments. And the more I started talking and the more I heard his responses, the more I was like, wait, there's something wrong here. There's not really any reason why there would be a moral argument for abortion. Myself, I've always been very, very pro-life personally. I thought if I ever got pregnant, even if I was at the wrong time or anything like that, I would never abort the baby. However, at that time I was kind of thinking like, oh, well, not everybody is in my situation, like stuff like that. And how I viewed my personal pro-life stance was that it was just my personal preference. But as I started debating this anarcho-communist professor of mine, to which I actually loved him, he was one of the best teachers I've ever had, I started realizing more and more that his arguments weren't really sitting with me, right? They did not make me feel good, they did not make sense to me. And a lot of philosophy is based off of what makes sense to you, personally. My pro-life arguments that I was making, just to kind of play devil's advocate and combat him a little bit, you know, be a pushy little student that I am, loudmouth libertarian, ended up turning me into being a pro-life libertarian. And so I kind of began looking into it some more. I found, like, Students for Life and other pro-life groups, and I started looking into the March for Life and stuff like that, and I just decided that I really resonated with these people more than I resonated with, like, for example, my pro-choice friends. And that's how I became pro-life. So, like I said, I'm a libertarian, so basically what that means is I believe that the government should be out of the human exchange as much as possible. I firmly believe in Lockean standpoints, as do many libertarians, that you only enter into a society to protect your life, liberty, and property, and so that the government can only protect your life, liberty, and property. And this is important to note because there are God-given rights in John Locke's philosophy since the moment of life. So the moment of life is conception, whether you're pro-choice, or pro-life. You have to agree that it is a unique set of human DNA that is living since the moment of conception. Okay, cool. I don't understand the pro-choice arguments that it's not a living being because it's not true. So, with that in mind, the living being has God-given rights. Those are life, liberty, and property. So, and that the government has to protect those rights. And that's the only reason why I think that the government should get involved in abortion at all, because it has the responsibility to protect life, liberty, and property of the people. So that's why I don't think that abortion should be legalized. The only libertarian pro-choice argument I'm kind of partial to is the fact that people say if they can remove the zygote, if they can remove the zygote from the body without damaging it at all or without harming it, like clamp it and then remove it, and it just doesn't survive outside of the womb, that's not violating the NAP or the non-aggression principle, because you're not aggressing the fetus, you're just moving it outside the body. I have problems with that, but that's a whole other video. If you guys want to see that, let me know down below. But yeah, so that's why I believe that pro-life libertarians exist. Okay, so here's just a little fun story about how pro-life I in particular am. So when I was 18 years old, I had a friend of mine who lived in New Jersey, and she had a pregnancy scare. And it was a rather long pregnancy scare. I'm not entirely sure why she just didn't get a test. I don't know. But I kind of, at this point, I was just coming into my pro-life tendencies, and I was like, hey, I know it's going to be a hard time, but don't abort it. Just, I said, obviously it's your choice, and I'm going to support you no matter what you do. However, like, please don't, because you're going to regret it later, and I don't want you to be hurt and broken later, because that is the case with a lot of people who have had abortions, and you can see that very clearly. And so I talked to her, and I said, listen, adoption's always an option. I know it's going to be 9 months, but it's always there if you want it. And she started sharing with me her concerns about the foster care system and the adoption care system, which honestly, I share a lot of them. I do think that it needs a lot of reform, because the government meddling in it kind of just made it so people can take on kids just to get a government paycheck, and it's a mess. It needs a lot of reform. But she was like, I don't think I could do that to my child. I don't think I could. And I was like, I'll adopt it. And I said that with full sincerity. I meant every word that I said. I would still do it to this day if any of my friends needed it, because I know that I've always wanted to be a mom. And if something were to happen to me right now and I would end up pregnant, I know that I would be able to have the support system that I needed to care for it. And so that's just a little bit about how pro-life I am. I almost adopted a kid when I was 18. So, yeah, I mean, she didn't end up being pregnant, but I almost adopted a kid. It's kind of a fun story to tell people, especially new boyfriends on the first date. Anyways, guys, that's all I have for today. I'm sorry it was a rather short video. It's just really, really, really hot in here. So if you guys liked this whole just me giving my opinions on some abortion topics and like hot topics like that, and liked me just kind of spewing off the cuff, which needs a lot of work, I understand. However, if you kind of just like the style more of me talking about my personal beliefs and like why I believe the things I believe, and if you want to hear more, let me know in the comments below. Also, make sure to like and subscribe and follow us on all of our social medias. Thank you guys so much for watching, and I'll see you next week. Bye.